Hello, this is Barbara Bird with the League of Women Voters in Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate who's running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters in Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Vince Jones Dixon, who's running for Multnomah County Commission District 4. District 4 begins in East Portland at about 148th Avenue and ends at the Hood River County line near Bonneville Dam. So, Mr. Jones Dixon, please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the invitation and the League of Women Voters as well. As mentioned, my name is Vince Jones Dixon. Currently, I serve on City Council here in the city of Gresham. I'm a Portland native, number 4 out of 12 kids here, and graduated from De La Salle North Catholic High School and then continued my education through Mount Hood Community College, where I studied broadcasting and communications. Professionally, outside of serving on City Council, I'm a licensed funeral director, and I've been serving families for the last 16 years here in the Pacific Northwest, specifically Gresham and all across the state. I'm a father of two, a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old, and a husband of almost 14 years now. So Gresham is really dear to me. As I mentioned, I've been serving in public office since 2020. What led me to public office was through a conversation I had with my brother. About 10 years ago, we were driving through Rockwood, and he began to describe the community. And Rockwood is a community in West Gresham. And as we were driving through, he said, "Vince, one of the things that's missing is connecting the community members to resources." And he said he wanted to start an after-school program focused on math and science. About a year after, or about 3 months after that conversation, my brother was shot and killed in that same community. And in that moment, I made a commitment to serve, one, find out why, and carry out his dream and his vision. And I went on a five or 6 year journey, discovery as far as learning how the city works and how it operates. And at year six, I decided to run for office for city council. And I've been committed to that work ever since, as far as community building and coming up with working with community as far as addressing some of the most pressing needs around community safety, housing and houselessness, economic development, and behavioral health and addiction services. And the county, the majority of the work is centered around that, especially around public health. That's why I'm choosing to run and continue the work that both Commissioner Diane McKill led and Commissioner Stegman over the last 8 years. So that's a little bit about myself. Look forward to the rest of the questions. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think you've started to answer this already, but what will be your policy priorities if you're elected and why?
So the main priorities are centered around community safety. Right now, the high priority has been around medical transport. So our firefighters currently, they whenever an incident occurs, our firefighters go out, they stabilize our citizens or patients, and there's been a delay as far as the response times from AMR. So I've been working with the county and with our staff as far as trying out like alternatives and how we can close that gap. So that's one of the main priorities. Currently, the wait times are about 20 to 30 minutes. And it's supposed to be, you're supposed to, AMR's supposed to respond within 8 or 8 minutes. So I'm looking forward to working on solutions to address that. The other thing around community safety is just how just our jails system in general, and whether or not our jails and our public health systems are actually rehabilitating those that have made poor decisions, and how are we inviting them back into community, and how are we using the dollars like from our supportive housing dollars and other dollars that we've paid into this system to support and ensure that everyone has a fair shake at life and the opportunities that are here. And then lastly, just around homeless services. So working with my colleagues on the commission and the leaders of the Joint Office of Homeless Services and all the other neighboring cities as far as addressing the needs of our most vulnerable and marginalized communities that are struggling with housing insecurity. So those are my top three or top two priorities in addition to addiction and behavioral health.
Thank you. You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Vince Jones Dixon, who is running for Multnomah County Commission District 4. So, Mr. Jones Dixon, what role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
One, we just need to be at the table and think creatively as far as the monies that are coming in. I know there's conversations around reallocating the supportive housing dollars for construction. Definitely want to be look forward to being at the table as far as those services, as far as that. And I think we need to think creatively as far as how we bring about more housing stock here in East Multnomah County.
Okay, thanks. How, if at all, would you seek to change the county's contracting process?
Yeah, I would one be clear as far as what are the expectations and also how do we evaluate what's working and what's not working around just contracting. And I'm thinking specifically around homeless services, for example, or just contracting in general. We need to be clear with the three cities or the four cities in the region as far as what are our specific goals and then how do we work together to meet the needs of the community. So starting with evaluating and being clear as far as what does it mean to meet those needs? And then also, I would start there and then work with the auditor's office to ensure that we're delivering on those promises.
Okay.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on the progress that Multnomah County's Preschool for All has made to date and the funding increases scheduled to take effect in 2026?
Yeah, I think personally, I think it's a good start. I believe in preschool for all and just the initiative and the vision and the mission of the program. Personally, I'm looking forward to once I'm elected or if I'm elected to office, as far as working with the chair and the other leaders within the program, and then also the preschool providers, as far as coming up with a plan that actually that fits the needs of the community members and the preschool providers out here in East Multnomah County. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Jones Dixon. Thanks for being with us today. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Vince Jones Dixon, running for Multnomah County Commission District 4. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed starting May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.